Hollywood executives vote screenplay about Barron Trump sabotaging dad's 2016 campaign to best unproduced movie list. By David Ng on December 17, 2019. Hollywood elites are celebrating a new screenplay that portrays 13-year-old Barron Trump as a rogue force trying to sabotage his father's 2016 bid for the presidency. Barron, A Tale of Love, Loss and Legacy by screenwriter Nicholas Curcio was named this week as part of the annual Blacklist, a prestigious ranking of Hollywood's best unproduced scripts. The ranking is conducted by surveying 250 film executives, including studio honchos and production company leaders. A synopsis of the Barron Trump screenplay states, "Fearing the devastating impact that his father's presidency would have on his personal life, his country and the world at large, the then 10-year-old Barron sets out to sabotage his father's 2016 campaign." Screenwriter Nicholas Curcio is represented by United Talent Agency, which is the most vocally anti-Trump of the big four Hollywood talent agencies. UTA organized a street rally in Beverly Hills in early 2017 to protest President Donald Trump's election and his policies. The annual Blacklist can often serve as a springboard for unproduced screenplays to find a buyer. Previous projects include the eventual Oscar-winning and nominated movies Spotlight, Manchester by the Sea, and The Post. Barron Trump has been a target of mockery and derision among Hollywood elites. The late actor Peter Fonda tweeted last year that Barron Trump should be locked in a cage with pedophiles, while also calling President Trump an asshole. The star eventually apologized and deleted the tweet. Former talk show host Rosie O'Donnell speculated on Twitter if Barron Trump was autistic shortly after the 2016 election. She eventually deleted the tweet. Barron Trump autistic? If so, what an amazing opportunity to bring attention to the autism epidemic, the tweet read. O'Donnell recently defended Stanford law professor Pamela Carlin, who made a joke about Barron Trump while testifying as a Democratic witness during congressional impeachment hearings. "I don't think that she did anything wrong. She was trying to say that he is not a king. You could have a child named Barron, but he can't make him a Barron," O'Donnell told TMZ. First Lady Melania Trump responded to Professor Carlin's joke by saying minor children have the right to privacy. "A minor child deserves privacy and should be kept out of politics. Pamela Carlin, you should be ashamed of your very angry and obviously biased public pandering, and using a child to do it," the First Lady tweeted. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.